Welcome back to Public Address Radio on Radio Live. Cooking shows might be all the rage these days, but the thinking person's televisual crumpet must surely be the popular science show. Magnus Pike popularised them, Look Around You satirised them, and those two strawberry blondes from Mythbusters revived them. Now hoping to Kiwi-ize it, James Coleman and Greg Page from Bigger, Better, Faster, Stronger. Hello.
Hello.
Well, how did your first ep played started this week? How do you think it went?
Oh, it was a thing of beauty.
You'd say that because you won.
It was just so good. Everything went right.
Yeah, now this is the one thing I was going to say. There was, both of your inventions seemed spectacularly unsuccessful. Would that be a fair comment?
No, that's just a scientific thing that sort of, you know, there's a lot of factors.
It was a giant vacuum cleaner, just for those who didn't watch it. The idea was to make the vacuum cleaner bigger, better, faster and stronger. You both pretty much ended pushing the crumbs off the side of the thing with your vacuum cleaner.
Are you watching a different
while
show?
You've got to check your TV reception, mate.
While someone set fire to it.
No. Mine would have sucked the bend out of a river. It worked very, very well. We didn't have enough time to tweak the jet turbine, but actually there was a lot of suction compared to Pager, who spent the entire weekend welding several pieces of metal together.
Yeah, but I built a robot
and then
suit.
Attaching a compressor to it. we're going to come to blows.
I mean, it's a vacuum cleaner, so it did suck.
I like the way you take this matey competition out into the real world. It's
Dude,
not just on screen.
As soon as he
it?
Leaves here today. You watch your back, Colm.
There'll be a fist fight.
There is.
In the studio.
As the shows progress, though, do the inventions get more successful?
I'd say absolutely.
It depends how you define successful, because a lot of the success is probably measured in how entertaining if we were to get serious about it, there's no winners or losers.
Nah.
It is a fun time, and people come away with it with, you know, learnings. It's about science, and it's a crazy thing that people are still probably, even geek science is kind of trendy now, but I get the feeling that there is still kind of a reluctance to embrace science these days. And I mean, it's crazy because science is a way of, you know, explaining the world around us, and yet so many people find it boring or mystifying or confusing. And I hope that people come away from Bigger, Better, Faster, Stronger and think, you know, actually science is quite a funny, and it's also, and this is the big bit, it's a venue to create hijinks. It's silly nonsense.
Neither of you guys actually are scientists.
James has a science degree.
Has a science degree.
And he cheated, man.
I mean, they make a big thing about that.
You can't, really
call yourself. Many years ago.
What'd you do?
Damien's got a law degree. You can't call him a lawyer.
What'd you major in?
Do I have to say?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Well,
is it animal husbandry?
No, it was, look, I started off with a BSc, and I didn't really know it was the general year, but I ended up majoring in psychology.
Oh, right. It's not real science.
Well, I mean,
I used a lot of psychology against him on the show, and it worked.
I used an enormous amount of psychology.
Hey, and the other things that you learned, the scientific factors that James learned from the show is fire eyebrows bad. You know, for a dude who's already lost a bit up top, eyebrows, you want to treasure them. And, you know, you can see, radio listeners, you can't see, I've got wicked set eyebrows and comments.
You do.
Sort of lacking.
It's basically Philip Sherry here versus,
yeah.
I don't know.
I mean, but that's... Yeah. That's
my eyebrows, I've got no...
You've pretty
got no
grew them off every episode.
And I've got like a few wayward ones that come sort of straggling out.
It's a gangster look, but he burnt them off in explosions.
Growing up, which science shows most inspired you, do you think?
I think when you said Magnus Pike before, man, I just got all tingly. Tomorrow's World.
Don't ask
and all
me,
that kind of stuff. Yeah. Brilliant. Magnus Pike, and the way you talk like that, and the whole kind of, he was always salivating. And occasionally team members that I had on the show, they'd come in and they were super science guys, and they'd say, and salivating as they just talked about the inventions. I just sort of back off.
So who's providing the actual scientific advice? I mean, you're not going to get that far with a... Yeah.
Did you watch the show, right?
Yes.
Yeah, so we have experts, right, that come on, and they have different areas of expertise. So most of it comes from them.
Right. So if you ended up with the mariachi singer and the welder and someone else, then you might not get that far.
No. So it just depends on who you choose, and it's that random thing of you roll the dice, and whoever you choose governs what you're going to make that week. So you use, I mean, it's very Kiwi, you use what's at your disposal.
For those small number of people that didn't catch the show on Monday, either live or via MySky, as we were discussing just off air, you start off with a group of people and you have two teams and you pick people like the sports team at school. What I really loved about this was that there's an odd number of people. So one person who's come out, turned out on set, just goes home.
Walk of shame.
Is that true? Does he really go home?
Yeah.
And we threw stones at some of them as well as they walked away. It's a quarry, so it's heaps of stones.
Yeah.
And these people will be wandering off into the sunrise and we'd be turfing stones at them.
I guess in this situation, though, the geeky guys get picked first, do they?
Not necessarily. I often look at people's hands because you could always, like, dirty fingernails, welders, guys who can fabricate and girls who can fabricate, or boots. A lot of time you can tell by the boots, scuffed up work boots. or clean white trainers. Science in that one. Who are you going to pick, you know? But then again, the rocket scientists and people like that, hard to spot those guys. They blend into humanity pretty well.
Are they useful, the rocket scientists?
James, that rocket scientist.
Yeah. In this coming episode, there is a rocket scientist, and as you'll find out, he is absolutely instrumental. There is a rocket, and he's the guy, I suppose I can say this, he's the guy that put that rocket into space out in the Hauraki Gulf. He's Peter Beck. Yeah. You know, from Rocket Labs.
Did you recognise him when you had to pick your teams? Did you go, oh, hang on.
He looked like Sideshow Bob. So
He's a genuine rocket scientist. He's very smart. I know other scientists who really rate him.
Yeah, he is.
He's a cool scientist. You know,
he's
cool
remarkable.
He had a very good sense of humour as well. You could never outclass him in a joke. He'd always have the comeback line that was even better. And he came into my shed when the cameras weren't rolling and taught me how to sweep. He came in and taught me how to sweep. I was sweeping my shed, as I often did, and I was a bit vigorous, bit of dust. And Peter came in and went, Greg, I can actually show you how to do that, so there's no dust.
And the thing was, he couldn't tell us half the stuff he was working on because it's all top secret. He works for the US, right? I don't even know if I'm allowed to tell you that.
James.
James. But he can't.
James?
He had this huge, he had to go through all sorts of screening and everything too, and God knows what he's working on, but it's something remarkable.
It might have been that laser. Destroy civilization.
But anyway, the rocket that we built was just phenomenal. It delivered.
Yeah, I have to say, that was pretty impressive.
Beautiful. Mind you, Pagey's thing was kind of fun.
Sometimes.
Well, I guess people have to watch this on Monday. We don't want to take too much of it away. No. What do you hope people get out of it? Is it just a bit of a laugh, or do you think you really want people to engage with the concept of science?
Oh, it's definitely fun science, and hopefully people go out in their sheds and tape two cans together, put some
gunpowder,
some kind of explosive in there, and do a Coleman. My eyebrows.
So how's it been for you, Greg, being in front of the camera? Because you've spent a lot of time behind one.
Basically, this is my first foray into the other side of the glassy eye. And first day of the first shoot, all the crew had gone. I was inside the shed and they were getting me to open the door. I tell you, I was shitting my pants.
You were remarkable. You never said that. You never quite said that was your
first. This is the weird part. We were competing, but I would use the crutch of James Coleman to get me through the performance side. Hey, James, how do you handle this? Being a performer, you know, being an actor, because James Coleman has a massive broadcast history and, you know,
You seem quite good on this episode that we've just seen, but often the trick in television is that you record the first episode and you play it seventh in the series. Is that what we've done here? Or was that the very first episode?
This is the first one.
Well, kudos.
Yeah, mate. So it gets worse because I talk faster. I would do more stupid things.
You know. Any real danger, any real drama on the set?
Absolutely.
Things actually went terribly wrong?
Can I talk about the Hurt Locker moment?
Oh, that. Yeah.
There's a film, Hurt Locker, bomb disposal guys, and they wear those big suits that are padded in the front so they don't blow themselves up.
Don't give it all away.
Anyway, Coleman was doing a certain experiment with a certain thing, and there were some explosives involved, and Coleman, being Coleman, had the safety gear on, and he had a welding mask, one of those flip-top ones, on, up, so the cameras could see his face, you know, doing a scene, and la 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 la. Did you sneeze?
No, I looked down.
You looked down, but the welding mask was loose, and it flopped closed and hit the detonator.
It fell off my head.
Fell off his head and hit the detonator of the explosive that the crew were all around setting up to shoot this thing. I was in my shed at the time welding. We were doing some cool manly stuff. Boom! Shrapnel against the shed. We go outside. Everyone's going, oh, you okay? Are you okay? Everyone's checking fingers and toes. Coleman's there going, I didn't know that it was live. Fantastic.
ACC. Everyone's going to have a field day.
Genuine danger.
I hope the camera was rolling on that one, and we look forward to seeing it in an upcoming episode. Thank you so much, Greg Page and James Coleman, for coming in. It's James Coleman and Greg Page from Bigger, Better, Faster, Stronger, which is on Monday nights, 8 p.m. on TV3. And that's all we've got time for on this week's show. Thanks for listening. If there's something you missed or you'd like to hear again, pop along to our podcast at publicaddress.net/radio. Till next week, I've been Damien Christie.
And I've been Russell Brown. Thank you, New Zealand On Air.